Okay, it's on. So, what year was this?
The year was 1982. I had just arrived.
How old were you?
I was like 22 years old. I had just arrived.
Any kids?
No.
What city were you in?
I was in Oklahoma City. Came to be with some family members from Liberia, West Africa. And I think I've been in Oklahoma about a year and a half. And my pastor, Caroline Flowers, came over from Liberia to be with her children, and she got seriously ill, and they had to amputate one of her legs. And so I was living downstairs in this apartment, and her kids, her two sons, were living upstairs above me. Being that I knew them from home and she was my pastor, I would go upstairs to assist her in her morning care, because her sons were uncomfortable to do that for her.
So you were paying rent?
Yes, I was paying rent. I was working.
Oh, okay. This was below her house. Was it a part of her house?
It was an apartment complex.
Oh, you were in an apartment beneath.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
And I can recall that morning, I got up, got dressed, and put on my long African gown to go up to assist her in cleaning, in helping her with her ADL care.
ADL means not everyone is in nursing, Mom.
Assisted daily living care. That means to give her a shower, mm-hmm, and make sure she got something to eat, and mm-hmm, make sure she take her medication. Mm-hmm. And it was around like 10:30, 10:45, we heard she was sitting in the living room with her son and myself. We were talking, watching TV, and all of a sudden we heard this large knock on the door. And I went to the door.
Why you went to the door?
I guess, well, they said curiosity killed the cat. So I went to the door and peeped through the peephole, and I saw these two men in black suits. Oh, and they knock again and said FBI. And I almost wanted to pee on myself, because I did not have my papers at that time. I had just not too long come to America. And so, yeah, I was facing FBI. Her son ran into the closet and hid himself. And Sis Caroline was sitting there by herself.
Wait. The son ran into the closet.
Yes.
And left his mama
and left me to deal with the FBI. And so they kept knocking, and I was so nervous. I opened the door, and they flashed their badges and said, FBI, can we come in? I said, sure.
They said sure.
I came in, and they began to interrogate me. And they asked me my name. And the first thing that came out of my mouth was Ann Tucker.
Why Ann Tucker, Mom? Why?
I have no clue. I was so nervous. I almost, like I said, I was just about ready to pee on myself. Because, yeah, I was in this big African gal, had no papers, and standing before the FBI. And so they began to ask me questions about the oldest son. Took out a picture of another guy and asked me if I knew this guy, and I said no. And they asked me what was I doing in the house, and I said I came to take care of Kedrick's mother. And they began to interrogate me, you know, where was Kedrick, the guy that owned the place, and I said, well, he was at work. And they kept showing me this picture. They said, you sure you don't know this man? I said, no, sir, I'm just here to help to clean and help his mother. And they asked me again, ma'am, so what's your name again? And I said, Ann Turker. And they said, okay, well, tell Mr. Taylor that we came by and we will be coming back. And,
and they will be coming back.
Closed, and I closed that door and I almost fell to the floor. Richmond came out of the closet, almost peeing on himself, saying, are you sure it was the FBI? And I said, you, I almost, right. Yes, I wanted to choke him to death. Because if those people only knew that I was in the country illegally, you know, I would have been sent home. But by the grace of God, yeah. I responded right, and I waited. I waited. I was so nervous. I wanted to go home and just cover my head and go to bed. But I was so scared.
So they're looking for a criminal?
This Nigerian guy had stolen cars. At that time, they were stealing cars and shipping it to Africa.
Yeah.
And Ketrick had co-signed for one of them.
Oh, God.
Being the good Samaritan. And now, yes.
He was caught up
into it. And so...
over here, Miss Ann Tucker.
Miss Ann Tucker.
Ain't got
nothing to do with. Was going
to
get caught up into this mess.
So when did you get your papers? How old were you? You were 22 then.
Yes. After I
know you got it done during the Reagan era, during his amnesty.
Right? Yes, it was. Yeah, I had moved to to Ohio.
Yeah. How old were you then?
25, 26.
Okay, so about 3-4 years later.
Yeah, that's when Reagan passed the law that those who came in the country before 1980 would be granted amnesty, and at that time everybody was so afraid. Because a lot of people say if you go over there, they're going to grab you and ship you back home. And I was so scared. And I prayed that morning. I told my husband, I said, you know what? I am going to the immigration center and I'm going to apply. And he's looked at me as...
Everyone thought it was a setup.
Everyone thought it was a scam. Mm-hmm. It was a setup. And I said, well... they would be shipping me home today. But
it.
I am going. And I got ready. My husband got ready. And he drove me. And he sat in the car. He said, you go first. And if I don't see you, then I'm going to take off. And I'm gone. Because I know you. They got you. And I got ready. Pray about it. And I went to the immigration office. And when I got there, they asked me 2 questions. And after those 2 questions, they granted me my green card. No, my green card.
Oh, wow.
They took my picture and they gave me my green card. I was so happy. I ran out of that place because I thought they would call me back.
Right.
And said, man, we made a mistake. I ran out of there so fast. And that's how I got my green card. And then after 2 years, I applied for my citizenship and I became an American citizen.
And it's been how many years?
It's been almost like 28 years, I would say, that because I've been in America, I think 1982. Mm-hmm. Yeah, okay. So it's like 28, 29 years that I've been here. And
what do you think about what's going on with Trump and the new age immigration policies he's trying to implement?
It's crazy. It's really crazy because... every one of us came here for a better life, and America is built on immigrants, and people are here, they're working hard. Yes, they got some bad people, but majority of the people are working very hard trying to make a living to help their families back in the different countries. So with what is going on right now, I say it's wickedness. Yeah. It is plain wicked, because to put kids in cages and mothers that are running away from being raped and abuse, you know, and to see that they're turning their backs on them and turning them away. This is not a godly thing to do. This is not what God created his world to be. He said we are our brother's keeper. We should look out for each other and we should help each other. And America is a blessed country to have all nationalities that have come here and made small contribution to make this country great.
Right.
So I feel that what he's doing is so wrong, and I pray that God will touch his heart and turn him around, that he will see that, you know, this is not right.
Well, folks, that's it. Thank you, Ma.
Thank you.
For sharing that story.
You're welcome.
Check it out at out40.com. Coming soon.